This is news from North Country Public Radio.
So it's warming up, and so is the fishing season heating up. Along the St. Lawrence River, that often means muskellunge, or muskies. Muskies are popular for their giant size and how they put up a fight.
Never been muskie fishing, but I know a lot of people that do, and I guess hooking into one of these fish is quite an experience. I guess it'd be analogous to catching a torpedo.
David McNeil is a fisheries specialist at New York Sea Grant, which is funding research on muskies. Scientists have their own reasons for caring about the fish. For one thing, unlike some other species, muskies are vulnerable to a disease called viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS. The disease slammed muskie populations in the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River about a decade ago. Thousands of muskies died. McNeil says that was surprising.
Muskellunge are the top of the food web, and numbers of them are not as high as, other species of fish. They're the apex predator on the top of the food pyramid, and so their numbers are a lot lower anyway. But when you start seeing dead muskellunge in the water, that is a sign that something fairly dramatic is happening.
McNeil says muskie populations are now in recovery from the VHS epidemic, but the virus still exists in the Great Lakes and still in the St. Lawrence.
It's still very much out there. And I think the dynamics of how the disease, how we get these disease outbreaks is still not that well understood.
So this summer, researchers from Cornell University, the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry will be watching the fish. Biologists will see how the muskies are coming along. They'll also try to see what effect the long winter had on the disease.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.